Strategy says USD assets. Now, almost fully offset its debt strategy, the Bitcoin treasury company, formerly known as MicroStrategy, said its US dollar assets now almost entirely offset its outstanding debt, cutting net leverage close to zero. The update was flagged by CoinMarketCap on August 28, 2026, and points to a balance sheet that no longer depends heavily on borrowed money to hold its Bitcoin position. The claim lands at an unusual moment for the market. Bitcoin trades at $79,395 as of August 28, 2026, down about 1% on the day and up roughly 2% over the week, per CoinMarketCap market data. The Fear and Greed Index sits at 81, deep in extreme greed territory. A treasury company telling investors it has de-risked its capital structure while prices hover in that zone is a deliberate message. The math behind net leverage near zero. Net leverage measures debt against the cash and cash equivalent assets a company can use to cover it. If a firm owes a certain amount but holds nearly the same value in dollars and dollar equivalent instruments, its net debt shrinks towards zero. That is the position Strategy says it now occupies. The USD side of the ledger has grown enough to match what it owes. This does not mean the company sold Bitcoin to pay down debt. It means the dollar assets on the balance sheet have caught up to the liabilities. So, on a net basis, the borrowings are covered. The Bitcoin stack sits on top of that, largely unencumbered by the offsetting cash. The distinction matters because Strategy built its reputation on the opposite reputation. A company that issued convertible notes, preferred shares, and equity to buy as much Bitcoin as possible. Critics spent years warning that this stack of obligations could force selling if Bitcoin fell hard enough. A near-zero net leverage figure is the company's direct answer to that worry. The timing reads as defensive. Extreme greed readings historically precede sharp pullbacks more often than they precede calm markets. Analysts have repeatedly pointed to overheated sentiment as a setup for volatility, and Strategy's leadership knows its stock trades as a leverage proxy for Bitcoin itself. By signaling that cash now covers debt, the company is telling shareholders it can ride out a drawdown without a forced seller scenario. When a treasury holder is not pinned by margin-style pressure, a price drop becomes a paper loss rather than a solvency question. That is the core of the pitch. Keep accumulating, but do it from a position where the debt is no longer the weak point. It also changes how the equity should behave. A company carrying heavy net debt against a volatile asset amplifies both gains and losses. Strip the net debt out, and the stock moves closer to a straight claim on the Bitcoin holdings, plus the operating business, with less of the reflexive downside that leverage adds. A snapshot, not a finish line. A near-zero net leverage figure is a snapshot, not a permanent state. Strategy has raised capital repeatedly and could issue more debt to fund further purchases, which would push leverage back up. The company's whole model depends on tapping capital markets, so investors should treat the current reading as a moment in an ongoing cycle rather than a finish line. The figure also leans on how the dollar assets and liabilities are valued and classified. Convertible notes, preferred instruments, and equity-linked obligations each behave differently in a stress scenario, and USD assets offset debt is a summary that compresses a more complicated capital structure. The headline is clean. The underlying terms are not. Anyone sizing the risk should read the company's own filings rather than a single-line update. For everyday crypto holders, the read-through is narrower than the headline suggests. Strategy's balance sheet does not change what Bitcoin does. It changes how one large, closely watched holder is positioned to behave if the market turns. A treasury company that no longer needs to sell under pressure is one less potential source of forced supply during a sell-off, which is a modest structural positive for sentiment.